Alright, this is my second attempt at this. Still can't get the fucking garage door down. I hate this fucking homeowner bullshit, man. Sometimes it just fucking gets underneath my tits.
Alright, so anyway, I'm actually listening to new Bob Dylan album here. And I talked about it the other day about how I thought you would outlive him. It's kind of weird, but at any rate,
I was thinking about all these health conscience things, like the like fucking gluten free shit. No one knows enough about fucking gluten to give a fuck. There's all these things, free this, free that, all of these ingredients that people have no idea. It's like watching the weather the night of a tornado and you see all these colorful blobs like coming across the screen and there's no legend to tell you what the hell's going on. It's like you're in a fucking acid trip trying to figure out if you're gonna fucking live or die in the next hour or two. It's just fucking weird shit, you know? Let's see what else. Oh yeah, Leo hasn't gotten back with me. I figured he would have gotten back with me. I would figure already about the recordings that I sent over to him, but he's probably pondering pretty hard. You know, I don't know that I quite understand the depth of your guys' relationship or anything like that to be able to comprehend. But at any rate,
I'm wanting to listen to this Dylan album here.
But this is proof that he was a badass. This guy, still in his late 60s, still recording like he's a kid. That's going to be a day that no one's going to forget when Dylan leaves us. That's going to be a big, 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 big day. So some girl I went to high school with passed away last week. It's weird because I've been looking at the obituaries. I think ever since you left, I've been, you know, kind of squirting my eyes over that section. And yeah, she, I guess, had some lung thing, something pretty sudden. She was young. I mean, when you're in your 30s, it's pretty fucking sudden. Let's see what else is going on. Hello. It was a really, really fucking good film on last night. It wasn't even that it was really good. It was the imagery. It was just amazing. Called Under the Tuscan Sun. And it was all about this gal that was trying to rediscover herself in Tuscany. And they were just going through Italy. And it's just amazing how many of those sights and sounds and visions resonate through my brain. I mean, it's quite cool. Very, very quite cool. I mean, the way the bells sound, the way the food tastes, the way certain people say ciao or, you know, buongiorno or whatever it is. And or if you run into someone saying scusi, it's like there's all these little words and terms that I remember too. It's so much fun. Look at this guy up here. I love these guys, these assholes that fucking, their time's more precious than you. So they don't wait here when they get on the highway when there's a big traffic jam. They fucking jet their asses up as far as they can go until the lane ends and squeeze their stupid face in. Those fucking guys. Same guys that fucking stop on the on-ramp whenever they're getting on the highway. The entrance ramp to the highway, I should say. Or slow down to a fucking crawl. It's like, look, motherfucker, hit your gas and grow some balls. Get in the fucking game and drive your fucking car. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're saying. Just fucking get up here and do what you fucking need to do. And then this guy right here on my ass, he's probably a preacher. He, trying to get over here in the left lane. He's fucking riding my ass, some fucking wasp, you know? These fucking people. You really find out someone's personality and what they're fucking thinking about whenever you get on the fucking road and start getting around these people. I know you love the Jordanians. But anyways, as we continue in this confusing twirl of fucking weather, it's kind of cold this morning. My garage door won't go down. But I'm up. That's fine with me. See you later, pal.